roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
And normally at this point, I'd be telling you, you could hear old episodes of War of the Roses and Dirty Work and Phone Scams on the Odyssey app and the podcasting page at C104.com. But I forgot to post them last week.
Oops.
You can yell at me today, but I'll post them today. In the meantime, we bring brand new War of the Roses with Allison. Hello, Allison.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My husband, Mike.
Okay. And why are we putting Mike to the test?
Well, it's a couple of things I've noticed about him that he recently changed. Like, first of all, he usually wears the same type of outfit to work. Usually it's khakis or dress pants and a long sleeve dress shirt. Usually like a flannel type of shirt.
Okay.
But now he's wearing these polo shirts that are all tight in the chest and arms, almost like he's trying to show off his muscles or something.
Okay. And is that it?
No. He also bought some new cologne, and he's never, ever bought himself cologne as long as I've known him. Like, usually I'm the one who buys him that kind of stuff.
Huh. Okay. So it sounds like he's either having a midlife crisis here, or maybe he's trying to impress somebody. Has he purchased any, like, convertible sports cars recently?
Oh, no, thank God.
Okay. So that rules out the midlife crisis. I'll tell you what. Let's put Mike to the test here with some more of the roses, and then we'll see what happens. We're going to tell him he won a dozen roses. You'll get to hear who he chooses to send them to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And, of course, do me a favor. Don't jump in until after he fills out the card part, okay?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, and one last thing. You're okay with all this going on the air?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Morning. I'm calling to speak with Michael, please.
That's me.
Morning, Michael. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. So I was calling because I wanted to let you know that we started this brand new promotion this year, and we reward our customers. Every month, we draw a bunch of names to win prizes, and this month, you were one of our winners, so congratulations.
Really? Okay, are you serious?
Yes, very serious. Are you busy this morning? Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about the prize?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. Go ahead.
Okay, so like I mentioned, every month we're giving away a different little prize as a little token to say thank you. And this month the prize is flowers. So you won this gorgeous bouquet of red roses. And the reason I was calling is obviously a lot of the guys who have won this prize don't really want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead, which I am more than happy to do. So did you want us to send the flowers to you, or did you want us to send them to your wife or girlfriend?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you know, I really definitely don't want flowers. So, I mean, it's nothing personal.
Oh, my gosh. No. I totally understand. Trust me, you're not the first guy to turn down flowers.
Yeah, I'd probably, you know, I'd end up killing them by accident. But now, you said you could send them to somebody else?
Yes, we absolutely can. And we put a little note on there so they'll know who they came from. So is there somebody that you're thinking of that you want to send them to?
Yeah, I actually do have somebody in mind. And so I take it you're going to need her name?
Yes, please. First and last.
Okay, her first name is Gina. And her last name is...
Okay, and like I said, the flowers come with a little card. So what message did you want to put in there?
Why don't you put down, you never gave me an answer, ... and just leave it like that.
Ooh, now I'm dying to know what the question was.
Yeah, actually, so am I. I'd really like to know why a married man is sending another woman flowers.
Oh, snap!
Hello? Can you explain to me why you're sending another woman flowers, you asshole?
Because...
Oh, okay. Well, that really wasn't much of an answer. Allison, did you know who that person was, that Gina person?
No f***ing idea.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least this week, it's not one of those, I don't know if he's really guilty. Text us your opinion. It's like, I mean, think at this point, we can all agree he's guilty of something, right?
Oh, my God, yes. The way he never answered the question and just hung up,
yeah.
He is so busted.
So, Allison, what is your next move here?
Oh, I am calling him as soon as I get off the phone with you guys. And if he doesn't answer, I'm just going to go down to his work.
I hope for his sake he answers.